Upheaval, Breaking Point, Chapter 14, Ends and Means. The Wolven were still feasting when morning found them in Fangbreaker Fortress. Some of them were bickering away at the remains of the slain ponies. A few were snoring languidly, their bloodlust temporarily sated by the carnage of the previous battle. The main courtyard of the once-hated fortress was covered with gnawed bones and burnt-out bonfires. They had smeared the walls with triumphant boasting in their own language, using pony blood as a crude paint. Not every Wolven was complacent in victory. Small packs of warriors patrolled the walls and sentries were placed along the entrances. Squads of Wolven stalked the halls of the fortress, hunting for ponies who had hidden themselves. Some of the berserkers, still in the throes of their battle rage, were attacking each other. The white-furred Bracuri, the biggest and strongest of their kin, were content to sit by and watch in amusement. Hasrock watched all of this from the ruined, still-smoking remains of the innermost gate, where some Wolven were crudely putting together a barricade. His pack was among the first to charge in when the gates fell apart. He himself had killed 4 of the accursed Thunderfoots. Their tails now adorned his belt as newly taken trophies. Despite its role in the battle, it had fallen to his pack to begin repairs on the fortress while his bigger, stronger kin wallowed in celebration. The Wolven army may despise Fangbreaker Fortress and everything it stood for, but they certainly were not going to waste it.
"Do you still doubt my visions now, Hasrock?"
Regiscra sneered as she walked past him.
"Fangbreaker is ours, thanks to Moonshadow's return, as I have predicted."
"You rely on dreams and the Thunderfoots,"
Hasrock snarled.
"Cursed Equestria will fall by Wolven Fang and Claw, not through that thing on top the fort."
He looked at the figure watching them from above. Right now, the strangest thing in Fangbreaker Fortress was one of the hated Thunderfoots. At least, Hasrock believed that it was a Thunderfoot. It was difficult to tell. The thing was surrounded by a thick bank of black smoke. At the center of the haze was a vague figure of a Thunderfoot, ablaze with flames so black that they stood out against the cloud. A pair of red eyes stared out of the figure in a fiery glare that no Wolven met without quailing. None of them dared to approach the thing, even though they knew that it was responsible for bringing about the downfall of the fortress that had stymied their assaults for centuries. The Wolven knew Moonshadow only as their king's enigmatic ally. The few who had an interest in lore also knew that Moonshadow had been trapped in the moon by a cursed Celestia for 1,000 years. Her return heralded what they believed to be their greatest attack upon Equestria, the turning point of a war that had lasted for centuries. Not even the most knowledgeable Wolven lorekeeper, however, could explain the presence of the brown-coated Thunderfoot who stood just outside the smoking presence of Moonshadow. When the gates were blasted open, he was standing by Moonshadow's side, completely uncaring while the Wolven swarmed around him and attacked his fellow Thunderfoots. The Wolven who lunged at him were enveloped in smoke which left nothing of them but ash. Since that incident, it was decided that the brown Thunderfoot must be Moonshadow's personal slave. He was left alone since then. After all, they had a fortress to prepare. King Fenrir himself was coming to see his army's handiwork. From her perch, Pyrvella watched the Wolven in growing disgust as they continued to defile Fangbreaker Fortress with their decorations. Her disgust quickly fed her rage, and that rage caused the blackened flames that now bathed her body to burn even fiercer. She wanted to dive down upon those filthy Wolven and incinerate every last one of them, then burn away everything that they dared to smear on the walls.
"My, my, bloodthirsty are we?
I would rather drink pony piss than have anything to do with Wolven blood,"
Pyre told her mental passenger. She knew, however, that Nightmare Moon was doing much more than just hitching a ride inside her. This was not what she had originally planned. She was supposed to be dead by now, slain as a defender of Fangbreaker Fortress as payment for what she had to ask of the Legion. Instead, she had all but allied herself with Wolvengard, merging with one of its strongest allies. Everything was coming to pass as Vanguard predicted. With a foothold in Equestria, the Wolven could very well spread all across the Northern Front. Ponies will die by the hundreds, no, by the thousands. Still, she had welcomed the gamble as surely as she had welcomed Nightmare Moon within her. Despite the deaths and the coming desperate battles, the Equestrian Legion would overcome this. As they do so, Celestia and the Heartland would have to hear her. Nevertheless, it seemed that the only thing she could count on was Blademane's constant loyalty. She wondered what he was thinking at the moment, standing next to a cloud of smoke and the monster that she had become. She had to admit that she was surprised that he was willing to go this far for her.
"I'm a little surprised myself, Pyre Valor. I knew you were strong, but even I didn't expect this much power from our unity. Look at what we've accomplished. All while I mask my presence from that wretch Tirado."
"Is that supposed to be a compliment? We are not friends, Nightmare Moon. We're using each other and nothing more."
"That's no reason for me to not speak the truth. Princess Luna possesses far more magical power than you, but her hesitation and love for her family outweighed the strength of her envy. I could barely access a fraction of her magic. My weak unity with her let us fall victim to Celestia's elements of harmony. But you, your rage and determination are a beauty to behold. Our unity will be the stuff of legend for pony and wolven alike."
"Rage and determination, is it?"
Pyre Valor thought. She remembered Vanguard's smoking body where she left it on the plain for the wolven to find. She had hesitated with that fireball. The spell barely damaged his armor and likely let him live. She didn't even have the guts to finish him off, even though she knew that he was going to do everything to stop her. Instead, she turned her back and hoped that the wolven would do the job for her. So much for rage and determination.
"Undermine yourself if you must. You still struck him down. You have cast aside even foalhood friendship for this. Now that Vanguard Clash is dead, there is no pony holding you back."
"I will not hear that name from you, Nightmare Moon,"
Pyre Valor thought.
"Touching. You're trying to show some semblance of respect for a fallen friend. But why bother? You trusted him and he spat on your face. He cast aside your friendship first. He chose to put his life on the line for some worthless chosen that he met for a day, instead of for the cause you so strongly believe in."
"That chosen," Pyre thought.
She tried to remember the purple unicorn's name. What was it again? Night Sparkle? It didn't matter. The purple unicorn was merely a symbol for everything Pyre despised about the Chosen. She remembered their attack on that wolven camp and the Chosen's hesitation to kill a wolven attacker. Even though she was faced with an enemy that was going to tear her entrails out, Night Sparkle cringed like a witless foal. That was all Chosen were. Weak, spoiled foals of Celestia. They didn't deserve protection. They deserved to be pushed into the front lines. Let the cowards and the weak be destroyed, lest they pass both traits on through blood.
"Is that a touch of bigotry? You're a pony after my own heart, Pyre Valor."
"Enough of this meaningless conversation. We have a war to fail."
"We'll get to that soon enough. Enjoy the last gasps of the Legion. You'll have an eternity of remembering its downfall and your part in it afterwards."
Throughout its long history, few things have ever caused uproar within the royal palace. As the home of Equestria's rulers, it has served as a symbol of harmony for generations of Equestria's inhabitants. It took but a single announcement from Princess Celestia to cause yet another one. The normally peaceful palace turned into a bustling hub of activity when it was announced that Twilight Sparkle and her friends had been banished to an undisclosed location for committing an unspeakable crime. To make the matter stranger, it wasn't even Princess Celestia who made the announcement, but an appointed pony. No pony had seen the princess leave her room since Twilight Sparkle had arrived, asking for a private audience. The royal guard was swamped with an influx of inquiries by concerned and curious ponies. Only hours later, ponies asking for an audience started to pour in. The palace became crowded with petitioners, while the guards struggled to maintain a sense of order. Amidst the confused crowd, Princess Luna strode through the halls of the royal palace with purpose. She cut through the royal guards so swiftly that many of them failed to bow respectfully. She barely noticed them. All her thoughts were focused on finding her sister. Princess Celestia's room lay at the top of the royal palace's highest tower, where she could enjoy a magnificent view of her realm. Outside her door, a pair of royal guards stood watch. When they saw Luna approaching, one of them ventured to come forward and speak.
"Your Highness, Princess Celestia has asked that..."
"Move aside," Luna said.
A look from her was enough for the guards to comply with respectful bows. The doors were locked and reinforced with magic. Luna's horn flashed dark blue as she smashed them aside. She strode in once the doors flew open. After a moment, they slammed shut behind her.
"Big sister!"
Even Luna was taken aback at the sight before her. Celestia lay on her bed, eyes empty while she stared ahead. Her mane was still and limp around her. Her crown had fallen off and lay forlornly on the floor.
"Leave me," Celestia said. "Not until I get some answers," Luna replied.
The atmosphere within the room grew heavy and ominous. Celestia's gaze focused on Luna. For a moment, she considered backing off until her sister's mood lightened. Celestia wasn't angry. Not yet. This was merely a warning, a prelude to something that even she had only seen once. Then she remembered why she was here in the first place. She matched Celestia's gaze with her own.
"Why have you done this, big sister?" she asked. "Twilight Sparkle is your student. She and her friends bear the elements of harmony."
"They left me no choice," Celestia answered.
"I didn't want this."
"You do have a choice. End this division, big sister. Bring them back from the barrier lands before it's too late."
"I will do no such thing,"
Celestia raised her voice slightly.
"Without the Heartland, all of ponykind will collapse upon itself. You agreed to this, Luna. Both you and Tirado understood that this had to be done."
"I agreed because Big Brother agreed, and he agreed because he'll agree to anything you say. I cannot stay silent anymore, Big Sister. Things have gone too far. Even your student believes that this division is wrong. Isn't that why she refused to submit to another memory lock?"
The pained look on Celestia's face quickly reminded Luna of how unwelcome the subject was. Still, she couldn't afford to relent. There was a lot of pain in the future, especially if circumstances were allowed to continue as they were.
"Twilight Sparkle said the things she said because she hasn't seen what I have," Celestia replied. "When she sees for herself what the Legion is subjected to, she will come to realize that what I have done is necessary."
A glimmer of hope flickered within her eyes.
"When that time comes, I will ask her and her friends to come back. I know that they will all agree."
"Don't be..."
Before Luna could finish, arcs of magical energy filled the room. There was no mistaking their brother's spell. Sure enough, Tirado's image materialized in the middle of the room.
"This is not a good time, Tirado," Celestia said.
"Good," Tirado retorted. "I'd hate to ruin a good time. It looks like your mood is appropriately sour."
"Has something happened, Big Brother?" Luna asked.
"The Wolven have just captured Fangbreaker Fortress," Tirado replied.
Though he acknowledged the question, his focus was entirely on Celestia.
"If something isn't done soon, they will make their way to Bastion City. From there, they will spread across the Northern Front."
Celestia's eyes widened in horror.
"Twilight Sparkle!" she blurted out. "Is she safe, Tirado?"
A look of confusion spread across Tirado's face.
"Those ponies you sent over the barrier?" he asked. "Twilight Sparkle was one of them, and you sent them to Fangbreaker?"
"Is she safe, Torado?" Celestia asked again, more urgently this time. "Are they all safe? I sent 6 ponies to Fangbreaker Fortress."
"I'll have to check," Torado said. "Hundreds of legionnaires just died, Celestia. I'll sort through them to see if your 6 survived or not."
Celestia didn't seem to hear Torado. Her breathing quickened in her panic as the situation continued to dawn upon her.
I just sent them to their deaths," she whispered.
Her voice rose to a wail.
"Why did they have to choose this fate?"
"We don't know that yet," Torado said. "We must discuss other things. I've sent reinforcements to help with the Northern Crisis, but Fangbreaker's sudden fall was not part of the plan. It may be too late at this rate."
When Celestia didn't respond, Luna decided to step in. "What must be done, Big Brother?" she asked.
"Let my legionnaires pass through the Heartland so they can arrive quicker," Torado replied.
He continued to act as if it was Celestia who was talking. Luna turned towards their sister, who appeared to wither and age on the spot.
"And what will you have me say to my ponies when they see your army moving amongst them?" Celestia asked.
"Tell them it's Equestria's first stay home and close your eyes day," Torado snapped. "I don't care. The North is in danger, Celestia. If we don't act now, it will take decades to root the Wolven out."
Luna turned towards her elder sister.
"Big sister, please," she said. "We have to do something."
Under the weight of her siblings' stares, Celestia appeared to diminish. Her hoofs shook as she remained silent for a minute.
"Has everything conspired to ruin what I've tried to protect?" she whispered.
Both Torado and Luna remained quiet as they listened. Celestia turned her gaze on Torado, her eyes defiant.
"No. More than ever, with the sacrifices I have had to make to protect Equestria, I cannot let this war taint all pony kind. The Heartland will remain unsullied by the presence of war, whether from your legionnaires or the Wolven. The North will stand strong no matter the crisis. You are my defender, Torado. I believe in your ability to do all of this without sacrificing what the Heartland stands for."
Under Celestia's stare, Torado's face twisted. Luna could tell that he had more to say, but he didn't have the words to say them with. She looked pleadingly at him.
"Send your ponies through," she told him wordlessly. "You can end this, Big Brother. For the North's sake, for all of Equestria's sake, this division must end."
Finally, Torado did speak.
"I am your defender."
Luna could only look away in disappointment.
"I will stop anything that will harm what you cherish, dearest sister. But you have dictated this cost."
Torado's image dematerialized, leaving Luna alone with her sister.
"You have your answers, Luna," Celestia said. "Now leave me."
"I will go then," Luna said.
"There is nothing more to be done here."
She turned around and headed for the doors. Celestia spoke out just as Luna was about to open the doors.
"Where are you going?" she asked.
"To the barrier lands," Luna said. "Our brother needs help. Since you won't raise a hoof to help him, I will go instead."
Even as she spoke those words, Luna was unsure of what exactly she could do.
Throughout this conversation with their sister, Torado didn't as much as look at her. He called Celestia his dearest sister, as he always did, and what those words implied was not lost on her.
"The barrier lands are no place for a princess of Equestria," Celestia said in shock. "I forbid you to go."
"And what will you do if I go anyway, Big Sister?" Luna retorted.
"Will you banish me to the barrier lands too? Will you throw every pony who displeases you to our brother's realm? How long will it take, I wonder, before Big Brother rules all of Equestria because of you? Or will you banish me to the moon once more?"
Luna was about to open the doors when she stopped and looked at her sister.
"But you can't do that," she said. "It took you the elements of harmony to do that, and they are no longer here. You have sent them into danger, and, for their sake, I will defy even you.
With that, Luna left her sister's room. As she made her way through the halls of the royal palace again, she was stopped by a large group of ponies.
Princess Luna!
One of the ponies, a red stallion with a green apple on his flank, said. He bowed low and the rest of his companions followed.
We heard about what AJ and her friends did. We all came here to ask for forgiveness. AJ's a good pony. She'd never try to hurt any pony. She don't deserve to be banished and all.
Please send her home, Your Highness.
A small yellow filly who bowed right next to the red stallion said. She was in tears as she spoke, and it was hard to make out the words between her sobs.
We all miss AJ. We'll do anything.
The rest of the ponies came forward and groveled before her. One look at a running seam in their cutie marks told Luna who they were. The Apple family. Many of them offered to take AJ's place. It didn't take much to understand that AJ meant Applejack. A pair of royal guards came flying towards the group.
There they are! One of them yelled. You ponies aren't allowed here!
As they approached, both of them bowed low before Luna.
We are very sorry, Your Highness. They broke through and ran here before we could stop them.
Luna raised a hoof to wave off the guards' apologies.
It's fine, she told them.
To the Apple family, she spoke with both reassurance and determination.
I cannot reverse my sister's edict, but rest assured that I am going to do something about it.
The hope she saw in the pony's eyes only reinforced Luna's determination. Something had to be done. Until her brother comes too and does his part, she decided that she had to act on her own, no matter what the cost.